Good Wednesday evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram, we get together each and every Wednesday to talk high school wrestling in Lorain County and across Northeast Ohio. And, of course, a lot going on as we continue on with our coverage for this Wednesday's edition of the Wrestling Recap. Sean, great to have you in. A very happy holiday season to you and, of course, to all of our listeners. And as you were saying before you and I started rolling here, boy, the month of December, it's a real grind for a lot of these wrestlers and certainly all of the teams here in Lorain County.
Yeah, absolutely, Tim. I obviously wish you and everybody listening Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And that means it's time of year for the big holiday wrestling tournaments. We have two of the oldest in the nation, two of the best in the nation right here in Northeast Ohio. And of course, we're coming off a great weekend of wrestling as well, some big tournaments last weekend, so it's kind of a great time to be a wrestling fan up here.
Before we take the time out, anything from last weekend that really caught your eye, grabbed your attention, per se?
Well, the Beast of the East, Illyria went to that for the first time, and Ben Darmstadt won a national title there at the Beast of the East tournament, which was big. He avenged that loss. You remember we were talking about the Iron Man. He lost to Chris Singletary from Blair Academy. Well, he beat Chris in the final 2-0 after losing to him at the Iron Man, so that was a big win, and obviously some great other local tournaments around here as well.
And obviously with Friday being Christmas, the schedule for this weekend altered somewhat, but there's going to be some wrestling starting on Sunday into early next week.
Right, midweek wrestling, we're pretty used to that by now. They kind of work it around the holidays, which is smart. You know, you don't want to have to mess with anybody's family, but it's kind of nice that out-of-state teams are leaving their family and friends during the holiday season to come up here and wrestle against some of the best in the nation here in Northeast Ohio. That shows you how good the wrestling is up here.
And for the third week in a row, we're going to have a coach appear with us here on the Wrestling Recap.
Yeah, Mark Porter from Avon. He led the Eagles to the Bobcat Duels last weekend. It's a dual team tournament. We'll talk about that format. And he and the Eagles finished third out of 16 teams. A very, very tough tournament in Bowling Green.
So we look forward to talking to Coach Porter from Avon. So, again, another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll take a look back at some of the action from last weekend on the mats. As Sean Bennett said, Mark Porter, the head wrestling coach over at Avon, will join us. So we've got a lot to bring you. Stay with us. And we'll be back after this on AM 930 WEOL. Maybe you're listening on your phone. That's a great way to dial in via the mobile app. And you can also listen online at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back to the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn with AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. He's the wrestling guy over at the CT. And Sean, you were telling me that even though Friday is Christmas, there will be a Chronicle-Telegram delivered on Friday, and hence there will be a wrestling notebook, correct?
Absolutely. We'll have the honor roll. We'll have a Wrestler of the Week nomination, and we'll have a notebook. It might be a little abridged because I'm having some communication issues because I'm working a little bit different schedule because of the holidays, but I'm definitely trying to get hold of coaches as quick as possible.
All right. Well, in sticking with the format in the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap presented by Ohio Family Realty, generally in our first segment, and we'd like to take a quick look back. I know we touched on this at the open of the show, Sean, but Beast of the East, obviously, Illyria High, Ben Darmstadt, as you said, doing very, very well. Aside from Ben, anything else at the Beast of the East or anything from last week that caught your attention?
Well, obviously, the impressive thing was Illyria's performance as a whole. I think every wrestler that went down there with them scored points, won matches. There's 112 team listing in their team standings on Track Wrestling, and Illyria finished ninth out of 112 teams. So very, very impressive performance. Obviously, besides Ben winning the 195-pound title, Nico Odor and JT Brown both have seventh-place finishes, finished on podiums over there in Delaware at the University of Delaware, and that's their second straight. They both had Ironman finishes, so second straight national tournament finishes for those two wrestlers, so that's pretty impressive.
And, Sean, one of the things that we talked about last week, a week ago tonight on this Wrestling Recap, the JB Firestone Invitational over at Black River, there were several Lorain County teams that were at that tournament at Black River last week. And from the looks of things, Lorain County did pretty well.
Yeah, everybody had placers. Most teams had champions. And Columbia had Josh Newman won a championship at 126 pounds. Vermillion, Tyler Bath won a championship at 195 pounds. But obviously the Brookside Cardinals were definitely the eye-opener there. They've always had that team-first mentality, and this was great for them because as a team, they finished second out of 13 teams over there. Eight placers, including, I believe, two champions, Brad Hoon at 120 and Cullen Wolford at 170. And they just really just impressive team overall effort.
So, again, very, very well done. Brookside, Vermilion, Columbia, Keystone over at the Firestone Invitational at Black River. And, of course, we talked last week on the show about the Bobcat Duels over at Bowling Green. 16 teams were there, including Firelands and Avon. And Avon afforded themselves very, very well.
Yeah, it's nice to see a couple local teams make that trek out to Bowling Green to face some very, very tough teams. Anthony Wayne, one of the state powers, wrestling powers, was out there. They won that tournament. Avon faced them in their bracket, in their pool. They had 2 7-man pools, and this is a little bit different tournament. Most people are used to that traditional wrestling tournament where it's brackets and wrestlers at each weight class get put in a bracket. This one's a dual meet tournament, and obviously Mark Porter probably be able to expound on that a little bit.
Well, speaking of Mark Porter, the head coach of Avon, he now joins us on our Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap presented by Ohio Family Realty. Mark, great to have you on the show. We appreciate you stopping by.
Oh, it's really a pleasure to be here. Thanks, guys.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the Bobcat Duels. As Sean Bennett just said, obviously things went pretty well for your Avon team, but tell the WEOL listening audience about that and how you feel your team performed last week.
It was a great weekend for us, and I really like the format that they do out there. What they did this year, they had 16 teams, and so what happens is you have basically two pools of eight teams, and so you wrestle all your teams in your pool, so we wrestled seven times. Based on your record then, on the second day, they put you into a bracket, almost like it'd be analogous to like Knights of Columbus, the first day where it's pools, and then at some point they put you in a bracket based on your pool performance. That's kind of how they do it there. And so based on our pool performance, we got put into the top bracket of four teams. That was Anthony Wayne, Oregon Clay, Bellevue, and ourselves. And so the number two team out of one pool, that was us, wrestled the number one team out of the other pool, Oregon Clay. Winners wrestled for the championship. Bellevue and Anthony Wayne were on the other mat. And so when all that was hashed out, we eventually beat Bellevue in the medal round, if you will, the last match of the day. And that's how we placed third. So it's pools at the beginning, a bracketed type deal at the end.
And obviously some great individual. As a team performance, it was fantastic. But you guys had some great individual performances too, Mark. I think I had Tate Zeman, Max Bork, Adam Koresh, Jack Gauthier, and Frank Rizzo all went 8-1 at that event.
That's correct. That's what we wanted. We wanted to get those kids, because you have to basically balance it. You want your top wrestlers to get you know, a challenge, but you also want to have team success. And I think that's kind of what you saw this weekend. They all wrestled real well, and they all wrestled at some point somebody of either state or district caliber, and so it was a good weekend for them. They all, I mean, and even in the matches that they were defeated in, it was not for a lack of effort. It was they were good, tight matches, and we were really happy as a coaching staff with how they performed.
And one of the reasons I wanted to kind of talk to you, Mark, on this was the format is different, obviously, than your traditional bracket tournaments. And you kind of explained, you know, how the format works. But just talk about the difference for some of those wrestling fans out there who may be a little more casual and aren't as, you know, don't know a lot about the sport. The difference between a dual meet and a regular tournament like, you know, what most people kind of used to.
Well, with the dual meet, it is team first. And that's the neat thing about the dual meet is that, you know, as a coach, even you approach it a little bit differently. The single tournaments is, you know, you put your best wrestler at that weight class and you kind of let them go through the bracket. But with a dual meet, you kind of have to look at matchups. You have to manipulate your team in such a way that it gives you, you know, a good advantage, or at least the best advantage you have. And so with the DG duels, what you can do is you weigh in your team, okay? And so we don't take everybody, but we take the varsity, and we have key backups that we take along the way, too, just in case we need to insert somebody. And so you have, I mean, for us, we had about 22 kids on our actual roster at that tournament, and you're allowed to kind of put in, you know, who you want for each thing. You just got to kind of make your lineup at the beginning of each duel. And so so that's the biggest difference, is that it's kind of a fluid situation as the days progress. And another situation is this: it really is something that's kind of a grind, if you will, because you are wrestling, you know, five matches, day one, four matches, day two, and it's run very efficiently. So there's not a lot of downtime. So, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. But again, it truly is a team event. Where, I mean, we actually used a couple of our quote unquote extras. Because of injury or because of matchups, that sort of thing. So that's the biggest difference.
Wow, very cool. Great information. Well, Mark, we appreciate you stopping by. Congratulations on Avon's success last week in that Bobcat. And let's hope we chat a few more times as the season rolls along here on the Wednesday Wrestling Recap on WEOL.
Yeah, let's hope. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate you stopping by. That's Mark Porter, head wrestling coach over at Avon. Again, a very successful weekend for the Eagle wrestlers last weekend in those Bobcat duels. We'll take a quick time out on the Covos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. And when we come back, Sean Bennett and yours truly, Tim Alcorn, will take a look at some of the wrestling that's coming up. So stay with us on AM 930 WEOL and, of course, online at WEOL.com. Continuing on with the Covos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. And again, huge thank you goes out to Avon head coach Mark Porter, who joined us in our last segment here on the Wednesday Wrestling Recap. Well, Sean, let's look ahead. As we mentioned, we get into a holiday weekend, so the wrestling schedule certainly altered somewhat as the young guys can spend some quality time with their families, but that doesn't mean into early next week there isn't going to be a lot of action out there on the mats.
Right, and it's nice because two of the big holiday tournaments in Northeast Ohio, a lot of times they, because of the Christmas schedule or holiday schedule or whatever, they kind of go at the same time. And this year, if you're a big wrestling fan, just want to go see good wrestling, they're running in concurrently in 4 days. So you can actually go see one event, and then you can go and watch the other event and see a ton of great wrestling. So that, of course, is the 41st installment of the Medina Invitational Tournament. That'll run Sunday and Monday. And then the 55th Brecksville Holiday Tournament, which I believe is the oldest running holiday tournament in the country, runs Tuesday and Wednesday out in Brecksville.
Boy, talk a little bit more about this Brecksville Holiday Tournament as I look at the notes you handed me here. 49 teams. Elyria will be there, but you've got teams from Michigan, Pennsylvania. Five are ranked in the top 50 in the nation. That's a great tournament over at Brecksville.
Yeah, it's a huge field. It's you know, obviously kind of people look at the Ironman and the Beast of the East as some of these huge national tournaments. This one is pretty high up there as well. It's got a nice you know, bunch of guys in there. I think Josh Lowe from Intermat gives us a lot of stats, shoots a lot of the wrestling writers in Northeast Ohio stats about these events, and he says there's 71 state placers in the field, including 15 state champs from last year are going to be there.
Wow.
So you got a good chance of running into somebody who has put a title around their waist, you know, over the last year. 54 state qualifiers on top of that, the 71, 13 nationally ranked wrestlers. It's definitely one of the top events, not just holiday events, but one of the top events in the nation throughout the high school season.
And that's Tuesday and Wednesday of next week over at Brecksville. And you were saying before we started here that these big wrestling tournaments, they kind of now fade away into January and February before tournament time.
Yeah, the holiday tournaments kind of mark down the blitz, I guess, this December blitz of just having two, three big events every weekend. Through January, you'll still have an event here, an event there that's pretty big. You got Bill Deeds, you got some big events still coming up. But I think the idea is at this point you kind of want to start, kind of getting into that dip, valley, so to speak, so that when it comes to the end of January, you can start ramping it up again for February. You got conference tournaments, you got sectionals, district, state, you still got your state duels, all that stuff there at the end of the season. So at that's the point you really want to be peaking, and you don't want to be running your engine at a high level the entire season. So January is definitely the month where you still see some high-end action as far as wrestling, but and I'm sure in the practice rooms they're not taking it easy at all.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, they definitely try to kind of maybe take it a little easier as far as the wear and tear on some of these guys.
All right. So, again, Sunday and Monday, it'll be the Medina Invitational Tournament, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, as we were just talking about, the Brecksville Holiday Tournament next Tuesday and Wednesday. And real quick, before we finish things off here, my friend, you said there will be a wrestling notebook. Chronicle will be out on Christmas Day. A sneak peek as to what you'll have in the notebook on Friday?
We'll definitely be talking about some of the things we haven't been covering. I've been trying to get more stuff in the paper like how we cover regular high school sports. If it happens the night before, we'd like to get results in. So we were able to do that. We covered the JB Firestone. We had write-ups on the North Canton Holiday Wrestling Tournament, which Lorraine took part in, the Bobcat Duels, which we just talked to Mark Porter about, and the Beast of the East. So we'll be basically covering the things that we didn't get to cover over the course of the week in the newspaper. And I'll be trying to look for some individual performances. Stan Blyke, I know from Larry Catholic, kind of bounced back. He missed a tournament. I think he was a little dinged up, and he came back and beat a state placer to win a championship out at the Hudson Holiday Invitational 21-team event. So we'll be probably talking to him and, just some of these guys that definitely stood out over the course of the last week.
Very cool. So, again, that'll come up in the Friday Chronicle Telegram. Well, Sean, to you and yours, have a very Merry Christmas. Have a great holiday season. Next week, by the way, this show will air at 5:30. We've got a basketball doubleheader next Wednesday night on WEOL. So the first game will tip off at 6. So our Wednesday wrestling recap will air at 5:30 next Wednesday night. And we'll have a lot to talk about.
Yes, absolutely. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody out there. And hope everybody gets the singlet they were looking for under their tree.
There we go. All right, we thank you much for tuning in to the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's been presented by Ohio Family Realty. And we're bringing it to you on AM 930 WEOL. And, of course, online at WEOL.com.